Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We celebrate Mass on this beautiful morning in this beautiful place in honor of Our Lady, the Mother of our Lord, the Mother of the Church. We pause now at the beginning of the Mass and we ask forgiveness for the times we refused the grace of God and for the times that we were angry and sought revenge. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Let us pray. As we venerate the glorious memory of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, O Lord, through her intercession, that we too may merit to receive from the fullness of your grace, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. As his fellow workers, we beg you once again not to neglect the grace of God that you have received. For he says, at the favorable time, I have listened to you. On the day of salvation, I came to your help. Well, now is the favorable time. This is the day of salvation. We do nothing that people might object to, so as not to bring discredit on our function as God's servants. Instead, we prove we are servants of God by great fortitude in times of suffering, in times of hardship and distress. When we are flogged or sent to prison or mobbed, laboring, sleepless, starving. We prove we are God's servants by our purity, knowledge, patience, and kindness, by a spirit of holiness, by a love free from affectation, by the word of truth, and by the power of God, by being armed with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, prepared for honor or disgrace, for blame or praise, taken for impostors while we are genuine. Obscure yet famous, said to be dying, and here we are alive, rumored to be executed before we are sentenced, thought most miserable, and yet we are always rejoicing, taken for paupers, though we make others rich, for people having nothing, though we have everything. The word of the Lord.
The response to the psalm is, "The Lord has made known his salvation."
The Lord has made known his salvation.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy.
Ring out